Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Giants announced their team president that they are putting a Barry Bonds statue outside the park. They didn't put a timeline on it necessarily, but they said it's going to happen at a point to be determined in the future. And I love it, frankly, because it's going to make all the exact right people mad because there's just so much holier-than-thou stuff going on in sports. I don't know if you get this same vibe that I do, but there is this incredible – there's a weird thing about steroids to me. And that is, I don't know what it is about them. I don't know if, like, we are captivated as a country by the idea of these guys puffing up into cartoon character level big dudes with big muscles and all that stuff. And, like, oh, they can hulk up and hit the ball 540 feet. There's cheating in every sport, right? Like, there's been sign stealing in baseball, which is really gamesmanship for as long as anyone can remember. There's worse cheating, like the trash can scandal with the Astros. I think the Braves, a couple of years ago, people felt like they had some kind of dark magic going on with something they might have been doing as far as a sort of very specific kind of sign stealing that they might have been accomplishing. Greenies were used, amphetamines were used in baseball in the 70s. You could go and talk about, you know, any little edge somebody has tried to get in hockey. I'm sure there's something there. I haven't even really thought to get into what hockey players have probably done throughout the years. Football is full of dirty plays, guys putting stickum on their gloves, guys having jerseys that they would try to put Vaseline on, right? Like, you could go on and on. You and I could probably laugh for a long time about the ways in which players try to gain an edge in all these sports. It is amazing to me that specifically steroids in baseball are seen as, like, the one no-fly zone here where, like, whoa, all that other stuff is barming, but this is a bridge too far. And it is perpetually funny to me that Barry Bonds, who gave people, despite being not the most pleasant human being in the world, probably gave people the best four-year stretch of offense anyone is ever going to see in the sport, became the poster boy for all that is wrong with this. Like, not Sammy Sosa, a guy who actually hit 60-plus home runs almost exclusively because he was on roids. A good but not great player made better by steroids. It's Barry Bonds, a slam-dunk first ballot Hall of Famer if he never is connected to PEDs, who has somehow made everybody get, you know, themselves in a tizzy about the morals and everything else. So I'm very glad because I feel like him getting a statue is a thumb to the eye of sort of the sports-washing establishment.
By the way, I also went back and looked because we talked about players like David Ortiz who are on the flip side of this. And, you know, David Ortiz, one of my favorite players growing up, but the idea that guys that are nicer to the media, you know, nicer to the fans, whatever, you know, just your jolly, happy guys that get better treatment when it comes to the Hall of Fame and such. Ortiz, you know, everybody loved Big Poppy. He did test positive for a banned substance early in his career.
It was a survey test, and it was to get a general – I have it right here. It was to get a general idea of how many people were using PEDs. He was also a name leaked in 2009 with A-Rod and Manny Ramirez, and he did not have anywhere. Manny Ramirez is the best pure right-handed hitter I have seen in my lifetime. A-Rod is up there as an all-time great of the sport. Two of those three people have been more or less pilloried by the game, and one of them is, like, he never even suffered, I think, even a marginal reputational blow.
No, and I would even stand up for guys like A-Rod and Manny because, I mean, they're two all-time great players. They were fantastic baseball players, but Ortiz, like, got across that line of, hey, you know, everybody loves me, like I'm the fan favorite, and he was a very lovable character. He waltzes right in. Zero problem. And he's not the only guy either. Like we mentioned Piazza. I feel like Pudge Rodriguez is somebody who could probably
Pudge
work
is
his way into
one.
This conversation.
Yeah. Pudge is another interesting one because, like, in Ortiz's case, I guess the story goes he never got told what he tested positive for in 03, just that he tested positive for something. Bonds, I think it is, he testified that he used PEDs but that he was misled by his trainer. Sosa tested positive in the same thing that Ortiz did but then said no one knows what he tested positive for. That was the only test he failed. Pudge is another good one. Beloved player, undersized catcher, blood and guts guy, never gets talked this way. I mean, just it makes the entire exercise feel unbelievably hollow to me to hate on one or two people, I guess.
The other thing, too, is that you still have to acknowledge that these guys, Bonds, you know, if we're using him specifically here, you have to be at an utterly elite level of hitting the baseball to get to the heights that he did, or else any dude who's juicing could have played baseball and presumably hit 700 home runs. I feel like that's how people sometimes act in this argument. Like, oh, it was just so easy. Bonds just took some steroids and he became a guy that could not stop hitting home runs. Well, then any guy that's at your local gym who juices up should get out on a baseball field right now because he could do the same thing.
I just think it also, like, the entire discussion and debate, I mean, I don't know where you stand, but I am very much they should all be in. If you think the guy is, like, put up Hall of Fame-level numbers, he should be in. Manny Ramirez should be in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds. Clemens, who, for some reason, is almost as dominant as a modern-day pitcher as Bonds was as a hitter, and every bit the jackass that Bonds has the reputation for being. Do you feel like he gets mentioned as much? I think it's mainly just because Barry, I think what he did was more spectacular, but Clemens is basically a complete roided-out psycho on the mound.
Yeah,
he throwing shards of a bat.
He was like the pitching equivalent. Like, Bonds reached bigger heights, but Clemens was certainly the, like, pitcher to his hitter. I always felt that way, at least. Like, they were like the poster children when all of this happened.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is just kind of funny to me that, I guess, like, we have decided within that sport in that very narrow realm that we're going to invoke a morals clause and suddenly hold very fast to it with these certain players. Like, it's the sports betting hour here, the sports book hour at the Rivers Casino, Don. What would you, if you were setting a money line on Bonds getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame while he is alive, what would it be? Plus how much?
Oh, I mean, it would have to be like plus like, I don't know, 20,000 or something.
Yeah, I mean, you could get like, I would probably go as high as plus like 5,000, like 50-1, that you can make $5,000 on a $100 bet if you said yes, he will get in while he's alive. So I think and the other part that gets me that I already brought up, but I'll reiterate it here. No one should be more held in contempt, basically, for what happened with baseball than Bud Selig. Do you agree? Because he ran the sport. He goes, he faces Congress, he does all this stuff, and yet he got treated with total kid gloves. He just completely skated, I think, in the eyes of most of the media on being the guy who oversaw a period in baseball that has been more retroactively analyzed for controversy than any other.
That's what should frustrate the players that were in this era the most. Like, that's what at least would piss me off the most if I'm Bonds, if I'm Clemens.
He goes in McGuire, 2017 Sosa. To the Hall of Fame. That guy gets to go into the Hall of Fame while he's in his early 80s and still around. He's still alive, by the way, but, you know, he can sit there and appreciate it.
Right, and they're the players that were, you know, behind, hey, we kind of revived baseball in the late 90s and into the 2000s. Like, that was us. We were the guys that, yeah, maybe there was steroid use involved, and for some of us there's more proof than others. We revived the sport when it was in a pretty bad place, and now, oh, we are just shunned by the baseball gods, but the guy that oversaw all of us, he's clear? That doesn't make any sense.
The guy who oversaw a work stoppage, and it was a player strike, the guy who butchered a player strike that made the sport unpopular coming out of that strike and gave them cause to need something like the home run chase, gets the home run chase, reaps all the benefits, has to deal with none of the blowback. We had Rob Dog tweet in that baseball would not exist in the form it does today without McGuire, Sosa in 98. Not only should they be in the hall, they should have their own wing. I actually agree with the own wing part, but in this sort of different sense. If you are somebody who believes these guys cheated and shouldn't be in, my compromise would be, I don't care, put them in the Hall of Fame and say, these guys played in the PED era. Now, you'd have to go back and do the amphetamines era and the pre... They do a decent job, I think, of explaining, obviously, that baseball was a segregated sport until Jackie Robinson came along and broke the color barrier. If you want to put them in with their own goofy wing where people can look at an asterisk and all this stuff and say, and a cloud of suspicion hung over these stats because of PED, go ahead. I don't care. I'd much rather see a bust of Barry Bonds and probably of McGuire, who I think he hit that many home runs, he should probably be in. I'd rather see those guys actually in the Hall of Fame, even if you've got some stupid ham-handed reason to try to like differentiate them from everybody else, than have them not be in there in the first place. Anyway, had to get that off my chest. It felt good, Don.
And, it was a good one, Malzy.
City Limits, by the way. City Limits still taking a little bit of abuse in the YouTube comments. I had a great idea, by the way, for tonight. I'll be at the Iron Rock Tap House in Green... I almost said Green Tree. It's in Greensburg from 7 to 9 for our next Up on the Fan auditions. People have a two-minute bit here. Do your best take. I'll give you the preemptive advice. Give me a take that doesn't suck. Like, don't reiterate stuff to me. Just give me a real opinion. There's a difference between just talking and giving an actual opinion. And I thought, man, would this not be great if somebody just basically took Limits' take on baseball to the extreme and just did like a pro wrestling promo about why we've lost our way in sports and in life in this country, and all we do is reward cheaters, and did this just unbelievably holier-than-thou routine. If somebody came up and did that bit for 2 minutes, I don't know if I would vote them through, Don, but I would absolutely be intrigued, to say the least. But now that if somebody does it, I'll know they just listen to me, and so maybe don't do that, because then I'll just say, he cribbed what I suggested, and that's probably not very original.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.